Hello everybody, it's Jenny from The Coach Jenny. I'm here to teach all my ladies how to find clarity in the chaos. That's right, babe, with a little bit of structure, a whole new mindset, and some sass in that step, we can hold it off. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's going on? What's new and exciting? Woo! It is the second week in January, and I don't even know. My brain is kind of all over the place, and I don't know. I'm focusing in, and you know, there's just so many things to focus on in the new year, and I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. There's a lot of amazing things going on in my life right now between coaching in the coaching world and my fitness and Georgie and I and just life in general, that starting off in 2023 has been exciting. Like I wanted it to be smooth sailing and not like a crazy start to the year, because last year was insanity. And if you're new to the channel, my mom passed away in 2022 of pancreatic cancer. I spent 18 months taking care of my mom, and it was just very emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually draining. And after my mom passed, just taking some time for me, trying to, you know, just resurrect myself from the ashes. And then my dad decides to have back surgery out of the blue and had to take care of him for a little bit. So just my brain was kind of all over the place in 2022. So I feel like that this year of 23 is finally all about me. And when I'm saying 23 is all about me, and I am, this year it's being selfish. I am being selfish this year. I am working out in this new fitness plan. And it was funny. I was talking to George last night at dinner and I was like, babe, I signed up for this 8-week, really intense training with this coach. And, she's a bodybuilder. And I was like, and George is all about it. Like he works out pretty intense. And I was like, George, would you consider what I'm doing right now, bodybuilding or working out? Is it fitness? What would you call it? And he's like, baby, this is a bodybuilding workout. And he's like, yeah, like you're killing it right now. And we did all my measurements, and yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to get back into my fitness, my working out, my AKA bodybuilding, whatever. But yeah, it makes me feel good. And because people are like asking me, they're like, why are you doing this crazy workout? Like you're 45 years old. What do you have to prove? And I'm like, it's not that I'm proving anything to anybody. It's about me building a better body for my future self. And if you read anything about health and fitness or even Tony Robbins' Life Force book, you need to build a better body now so your 20-year older self can thank you. So if you have stronger bones, stronger body, stronger muscles, a stronger mindset, build it all now so 20 years from now, our body can thank us. And George and I are all about that. We're all about being active. We're all about, you know, lifting weights and cycling. I love rowing. I love lifting weights. I love doing all that stuff. And just last year, I didn't get to do very much of it because it was all spent taking care of my mom. So just really getting back into it. And I do have my own home gym. I mean, I do miss a lot of things like my squat rack and all the other things at a gym. So I do think during the summer, I'm going to go back into a gym studio, which will be fun. But right now, what I have here in my own home studio, I'm pretty stoked. I get to do a lot of really cool things. And the words get to do is actually what I did a Instagram and Facebook post today, is that I get to do a lot of amazing things. Ever since COVID, I've been super blessed that I retired from the corporate world, and I get to do what I love to do, and that is help people. And people are like, you know, all you do all day is that you go on Instagram and Facebook and you make all these live videos, but what do you do all day? Yeah, I do a lot of crazy shit. Nevertheless, I do all my workouts and all my other stuff, but I do have my podcasts. I do all my planning. I do take care of my family. I have a senior dog. I am a wife. I'm a sponsored athlete. So I have commitments to them. I do have a ton of affiliates. I have a new affiliate, which is Eastern Mountain Sports, which I'm super stoked about them. And all my other affiliates, which is all my planner companies and Frey Skincare and all those. You know, you can check those out. I'll put a link in the show notes. But I have a lot of commitments to all my affiliates. But what I love to do is help people realize their potential, because no one helped me when I was younger and older and whatever age you are, realize my potential. And when I say realize your potential, is that sometimes in life we get stuck and we are in this monotonous, I call it the hamster wheel of death. That we just get up, we go to work, we come home, we eat, we watch Netflix and chill, we go out and party, we drink, we eat shitty food, and we just do these things day after day after day, and then we wonder why, like, nothing is changing. Like, we're not making progress at work. We're not making progress, like, in our financial situation. We're not making progress in our personal life. Like, why are we not dating? Or why are we not married? Or, you know, why are we not happy in our sexual relationships? Like, because things aren't changing. And if they're not changing, why? What's going on? Like, so it takes time to understand what kind of situations that we're in. So our potential is created by us, obviously, because if we're continuously doing the same shit day after day after day, do you think your potential is being used? Well, the argument is, well, yeah, I'm using my potential, but are you using your fullest potential? And that's why I love doing what I love to do, is because people come to me as a coach, as a peer, as a mentor, as a guide, leader, whatever you want to call me, because they are tired of living this hamster wheel of death. And one of my favorite success is that I have a group of ladies called, it's my sisterhood. And the sisterhood has been open almost 3 years now. And it's a group of ladies who continuously work on their potential. I mean, many of them have reached new potentials and they're like, well, now I want to hit the next level or do this new thing. And it's an amazing environment of ladies that are continuously reaching new levels, trying new things, failing, getting up back in and dusting themselves off and trying new things. But I love what I do because it gives me the opportunity to stretch my mind, stretch my skills, and use my 17 years of clinical experience to help clients grow in their own environment. What I find interesting is, and I had this conversation with my friend who's a chiropractor, is that we are so well diverse in our skills and our craft that you almost hate calling yourself a coach. People ask me all the time, they're like, what do you do? And I had to write it down on a piece of paper the other day when I was filling out an application for something. And And I was like, oh yeah, I'm a therapist, an online coach, a consultant. Like you don't even know what to call yourself anymore, because the vast range of things that I work on with my clients, you can't pigeonhole it to one thing. And I was talking to one of my friends who's a chiropractor, and nevertheless, he's a chiropractor, he's a doctor, he's a nutritionist, he owns a CrossFit gym. Like he's everything. And he goes through the same thing I do, because it's like we help our clients in so many ways that you don't even know what to call yourself anymore. And when you call yourself a coach, people think that you're a joke. And it's a little frustrating, because there's coaches out there that go online to google.com and they'd be like, I want to be a coach. And they go type in the little magic Google box, and for $7.99 on Udemy, you can get a piece of paper that tells you that you are now an online coach. And I find that frustrating, because nevertheless, I've spent years working on my craft, and obviously my coaching skills definitely show that versus somebody that paid $7.99, meaning $7.99, to have a piece of paper saying that they're a coach. And so when all my coaching friends get together, this is always like a conversation that you can always tell when there's a coach out there and they're very reading off a script, and they're like, we're going to have a 12-week program and we're going to do this. And it's so funny, because you can tell it's very scripted. And believe me, I went through a coaching program, because this is what I thought I had to do, like 7 years ago or whatever it was. And they pushed that 12-week holistic program. And I'm like, wow, this is so 1980s. Like, no one does this stuff anymore. But because clients, you can't put clients in a box. Like if a client is going through a divorce, we can't put them through a 12-week like healthy eating program. Like, it just makes me laugh. So, you know, that's the kind of things that we struggle as a coach, that, you know, what do you label yourself as? And one of the things I wanted to do in 23 was trying to identify like a title for myself, because honestly, for the last like 5 years that I've been coaching, like, you know, I went from an empowerment coach, woo, woman empowerment, which I'm all about, you know, and then I was a mindset coach, and then I was a confidence coach, and then I was, you know, Jesus, I had so many freaking titles, you know, then I was an athletic coach, and then I was this coach and that coach. And, you know, I'm bouncing all over the place, which doesn't help my market, because when you're trying to like find clients and they're like, what the hell coach is she is this week? So, you know, I was talking to, I hired a business coach, and I've been with them for a while, that, you know, trying to identify what works best for me and what umbrella, that we came up with just the word leadership, because leadership encompasses so many different things, from, you know, helping my clientele achieve their personal and professional growth, because that's what it's all about. You know, my skills range from, you know, hey, you want to find a new job? Awesome. Let's brainstorm this. Let's identify your strengths, your weaknesses, your feelings, your emotions, and let's create some kind of game plan to get you where you need to go. But then on the other side, like on your personal side, they're like, I'm going through a divorce, or I want to lose weight because my doctor told me I'm going to die of a heart attack. Like, I have that range of abilities to help my clients, because, you know, I've been there and I've done that. Like, this is what I've done clinically for years and years and years, that I can't just say, well, I'm a mindset coach and I'm going to help you with your mind, because yes, I am a mindset coach. I'm a confidence coach. Sorry, something just fell off my desk. But, you know, I'm and everything, you know, and that's what I love about my style of coaching, is that I do it all. And that's terrible in the technical, in the coaching world, is that you need to pick one thing and stick with it. But, you know, yeah, I have the mindset stuff and the confidence stuff and the empowerment stuff, but you know, I, with some of my mission plans that I helped my clients with, it's, I help people, you know, build a business, their LLC. I helped women with creating a new fitness plan. I helped somebody go through a divorce. I helped people with new relationships. I've helped people create just a daily structure to, you know, starting a podcast or just building up self-confidence. I worked with children who are ages from like 10 to 15. I've worked with so many genres. I mean, I love working with the elderly, which is super fun because, honey, the stories that they tell you, phenomenal. So, and that's what's so interesting about being an quote unquote online coach is that, what do you call yourself? You know, and I know on Instagram, they're like, well, you have to give yourself some kind of title. And, you know, I guess it says personal coach or whatever, you know, but I think the new title for 23 is called leadership because it encompasses both personal and professional growth. So coming into the new year, I am super excited about my coaching, helping my clients reach their new potential. And I'm excited about a whole bunch of new things. I just sit here in awe because I am super blessed, super just full of gratitude and very emotional at times about how I have this opportunity to meet so many amazing people, be a part of so many beautiful groups, and continue to support my community just with my words, just with my presence, just with my silly and spunky attitude, because I know people who watch and listen, because honey, listen, I am all about the data. I watch my data, like who's watching, when they're watching, my newsletter, and if you're not in the newsletter, you should be in the newsletter. But like I watch all the data and it's fascinating to me. Like people in Europe who listen to my podcast, which is, hey, you should message me on Instant Messenger or Instagram because I want to know who you are and who support me. Like somebody who sent me like $10 on PayPal the other day who supported the podcast. Like, thank you. Like, I love you so much, anonymous person. So, but this 18-minute rambling on is all about just coming into the new year and understanding where you're going, like as a person. Like, I know coming into the new year, I was like, my new word is Phoenix Rising, because Phoenix Rising means to me is rising up from the ashes and renewal and just the rebirth of my business and of myself as a human being, just because of everything that I've been through. And, you know, I am very transparent with many, many different things in my life. And I share a lot. I mean, like 90% of it. And I think that's important as a coach and as a guide, as somebody that's out there showing other people that not every day is sunshine and rainbows. And I think that's important because there's coaches out there that sit there and with their Gucci bags and their Fendi glasses and, you know, showing all the flashy shit and, you know, oh, you should work with them because they have money. That means they're successful. But it doesn't mean that they're a good coach. And that's what's so interesting. You really have to identify who works with you, like what works with you and like how you want to get from point A to point B. And right now in January, you really have to sift. Is that the word? You know, go through all that noise and nonsense, because there are a ton of individuals out there who are pushing products and pushing things. Like, don't get me wrong, I talk about my products. Like, I just, you know, talked about EMS, Eastern Mountain Sports, as a new affiliate, and like my Whoop, like I got a Whoop. And if you don't know what a Whoop is, it's like a fitness tracker, and the thing is freaking amazing. If you don't have a Whoop, like, honey, you should get a Whoop. But like, you know, I talk about all my things online, because you know what? Because I share my everyday stuff. Like, I talk about the things that I love. I share this goodness because, you know what? No one shared these things in the past. And I'm like, I want to know how Whoop worked. No one shared that shit. So I'm like, okay, cool. I gotta put it on my wrist, and like, it catalogs all my fitness. It tells me about sleep, and it like sometimes has, you know, sometimes catalogs sex, which is entertaining. But like, it's funny. But like, you know, no one told me about a Whoop, and then now I absolutely adore it and love it, and it's super rad. Like, I ditched my Fitbit, which was lying to me this whole time, and, you know, these stupid trackers, but I digress. But anywho, I'm going to get off this thing now because it's 21 minutes, and I don't think any of this is making sense anymore, so. But I just wanted to pop on today and tell you all that I love and adore you. I am 100% here to support you on your journey, here to help you find your potential, whatever it may be. Like I said, moving into 2023, I'm only doing 2 offers in my coaching program, which is private coaching, doing the mission plans and just private coaching. And the other thing is the sisterhood, which is group coaching for women. So yes, I work with dudes. I get that question a lot because they're like, oh, you're so generated towards women. I have male coach or male. Yeah, I have male coaches as well. But I do have a handful of male clients, and they're one of my favorites. And I have male clients on the fitness side, male clients on the coaching side, and they're fantastic. I absolutely love them because the male brain to me is very fascinating. And, you know, we learn from each other and help each other grow. So spread the word. If you're looking to find your next potential or next level self, and you want to create a mission plan. A mission plan is a tangible document step-by-step to help you get from point A to point B. That's your blueprint for success right there. So we have a one-on-one coaching session, and then 24 hours later, I create your mission plan for you to look at, and it tells you how to get from point A to point B. So on that note, I hope you have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next week. Mwah! Take care. Bye.